Triple Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us once again, Alexi from Children of Bodom. How you doing?
I'm doing. I know. Was feeling a little sick a couple days, but...
You're doing better now?
You know, I'm getting back there, feeling better today.
Awesome. Well, we're here to talk about the brand new Children of Bodom album, I Worship Chaos. And you've said the new album is Children of Bodom Reborn. Why did the band need a rebirth?
Well, I think all of us really, you know, well, all four of us, we felt like that we needed to reinvent ourselves and push things harder and work harder and even like just put more effort on everything, you know. Just sort of it felt like that the whole band was just getting tired, you know, like on every possible level. So we did a lot of changes, you know, and we got a new management and the whole nine basically, and everybody, all of a sudden everyone was like on the same level as far as like brand new work ethics and stuff like that, except for one member, which I'm sure you were going to ask about next, you know. And basically that's why I throw up at the other guitar player, well, the ex-guitar player, he's not in the band anymore, but anyway, yeah, so there's that. And I think, well, at least in my opinion, you can hear that in the music too, it is more energetic than it has been in a couple of years, I would say, anyway.
Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show with us this evening, celebrating the release of their new album, I Worship Chaos. Here's another tune from it. This is All for Nothing. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show with us, talking about the new album. It's called I Worship Chaos. And Alexi, what would life be like if you didn't have music to bleed out your anger and frustration?
Oh god. I'll try not to even think about it, but like, and I know it's a cliche to say this, but I'd probably be dead or in some sort of a mental institution, or maybe jail, who knows. But like I said, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but in my case it is so true that music saved my life, for sure.
Full Metal Jackie, gonna take a quick break. Still to come this hour, new music from Paradise Lost. We'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, and more with Alexi from Children of Bodom. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show. Alexi, you touched on this earlier. Rupa left the band right before you started recording the new album, so you recorded all the guitars yourself. How did that change the songs, not having the counterpart of another guitar player's style?
Well, it didn't really change that much when you think about it, because I mean, I did write all the riffs, and so obviously, you know, I was working double shift in the studio. And if anything, I think the guitars turned out a lot tighter, because, you know, it was just one guy playing them, and at least something good came out of a bad thing. Plus, the fact is that I'm just the type of guy, you know, who likes to come up with a lot of ideas on the spot when I'm recording, so I could do that, and I could actually record that on both tracks without having to explain that to anybody or teach the new ideas to anybody. So it was a time saver too. So honestly, you know, maybe I'm trying to put a, you know, good spin on a bad thing, but, you know, a lot of good came out of it too.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, also music from Suicidal Tendencies. More with Alexi coming up. We'll have him pick a tune in just a bit. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show. Alexi, what's the most important thing you hope young up-and-coming guitarists learn from looking up to your playing?
It's honestly, it's just about practice and more practice, and basically devotion and sacrifice. You know, I mean, if you want to do that professionally, you cannot let anybody or anything to get in between you and the music. That's just it's a sad fact, and it's probably going to cost you a lot of girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever, and school and whatnot. But if you believe in it and if you work hard enough, you know, it'll happen. I mean, if you want to do that, you know, just as a hobby, that's totally fine. And then, you know, but you might want to get another job then.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to hear new music from Baroness and more with Alexi. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show with us, talking about the new album, I Worship Chaos. And Alexi, you were commissioned to write music for the Helsinki Festival, and you recently performed it with 100 other guitarists. What was the biggest challenge in coordinating that many guitars?
Yeah, that was definitely not the easiest project ever, I'll tell you that. It was probably the most challenging thing ever to sort of put that together, because it was such a crazy idea that I obviously, it was so insane that I couldn't say no. I mean, when they told me about it, I was like, huh? Like, that's insane. So yes, I'll do it. So it was a lot of planning, obviously. It was a lot of hard work too. And a lot of sleepless nights again, and the fact that I was still in the middle of writing the I Worship Chaos album, both those two things, they were kind of like, they were keeping me up. I honestly didn't sleep much at all. But, it's just, when I get challenged enough, I get super obsessive and I just kind of let it go, I have to get stuff happen. So, for example, with that guitar thing, I was talking about the planning part, that was new to me for sure. And another challenge was just the actual song, because, they did commission a 15-minute guitar piece for 100 people. So, first of all, that's supposed to be instrumental. That's something new for me. And for 100 guitar players, it's like okay then. So yeah, it was pretty insane. But I did have a group of amazing people around me to kind of like help me out. So yeah, so we pulled it off. But like I said, it was took a lot of time and a lot of hard work. But once we got on the stage to perform the whole thing, it was just mind blowing and like one of those like once in a lifetime experience sort of things.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also hear new music from Parkway Drive and more with Alexi from Children of Bodom as we celebrate the release of I Worship Chaos. Full Metal Jackie, Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show with us. Pick up the new Children of Bodom album, I Worship Chaos. What are the plans for U.S. touring?
I think we're talking maybe next February, as far as I know. But like the beginning of next year for sure. Because, we got we're going to start from Asia, Australia, then Europe. And that's going to take up, the rest of the year. So U.S. is definitely on the list for the, next year.
Awesome. Well, look, definitely looking forward to it. Love seeing Bodom live, and congrats on the new album. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you.
Full Metal's Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.